officers received some information about some narcotics being sold off of the 500 block of East 23rd Street. And so officers went and basically just knocked on the door to make contact with the owners. And when they did that, a Bryson Robertson decided to jump out of the window on the backside of the house and flee down the road, and he forgot to put any clothes on. As he was running, he did drop some narcotics along the way, different types, marijuana and crack cocaine, which was recovered. After that point, they did a search of the residence and recovered several different types of narcotics, including marijuana, crack cocaine, ecstasy, and PCP. The total value on that was about $3,500, but it was within about 700 feet of a daycare center, so that enhanced the charge on that.
Mr. Robertson, one of two people arrested.
Yes, a female who was at the residence, Deshae Gums, she was arrested for a warrant that she had, as well as for lying to the police about her identity. So she was charged with failed to identify, and then plus the warrant that she had.
Looking at the arrest report, I see at least five officers searched the house. And what did they find, and where did they find it?
Yes, there were multiple officers that responded to help with the search. They found, like I said, all the narcotics in various rooms. They found it in the kitchen. There was some stuff in the freezer, in the bedrooms. And the quantities that Robertson had was consistent with someone who was selling drugs. And, like, for instance, the ecstasy, he had approximately about 40 tablets of ecstasy. You know, a person who's just using it for their personal use is not going to have that much. And then also on the PCP, they sell that by the vial, and we had over about 30 glass vials at the residence of that narcotic. So that was definitely a big indicator that he was selling all these drugs, and he was so close to a daycare that that enhanced the charge.
It was also noted that 50 grams of marijuana was found. Is that a substantial amount above a personal use quantity?
Definitely. Usually a standard personal use is under 2 grams.